welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody enjoyed the show last night with Hagman and Dad. That was a pretty good show. If you got to hear it, I would highly suggest you listen to it. And you guys went over some pretty good stuff last night, Dad. So how are we doing today? Anything else new going on?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff, Austin, but I'm doing great today, feeling good, beautiful weather down here. What's your first story, bud?
Well, this one's pretty wild here. California state and local officials believe that the massive sewage spill out of Tijuana that's been polluting the beaches in San Diego County this month may have been no accident. Officials said during a period of more than 2 weeks that's finally ended on Thursday, March 1st, about 143 million gallons of raw sewage spilled into the Tijuana River and made its way up the coast. They said while cross-border sewage spills of a few million gallons are routine for this region, it is one of the largest such events in the last 2 decades, and it's gotten very little publicity. People from Tijuana as far as north as Coronado Resort City in San Diego had been complaining of foul odors for weeks, prompting lawmakers in San Diego to contact federal regulator agencies in Mexico. Now, what's pretty wild about this is Serge Dedina, mayor of Imperial Beach by San Diego, came out and said this was a tsunami of sewage spills. What is worse is that it looks like it was deliberate. It saves a lot of money in pumping costs, and ultimately Mexico can get away with it and do it all the time, just on a much smaller scale. So I don't know if it was deliberate, but that seems to be like an awful lot of sewage spilled to be an accident right into the water right there. So that's pretty nasty that it happened, and it's even worse that if they did it intentionally.
Well, you know, Mexico and America relations have pretty much never been this low. now they're sending their poop up there. I guess they figured they can't send any more illegal aliens who want to take all of the stuff away for free, so they want to go ahead now and just send us poop via the ocean. So I guess they're giving us kind of like a single-fingered salute, sending up their sewage up the coast, like, oh, here's, this is for you. You guys deal with this now. We have to deal with it. Nothing worse than raw Mexican or any kind of sewage, actually. That's some pretty, pretty nasty stuff. And it was probably done deliberately, but I wouldn't call that an act of war. I would just call that basically a really nasty practical joke, and hopefully they stop doing it, because the people who live on the ocean there, they certainly don't think this is a practical joke. They think this is actually pretty awful. By the way, a couple of pedophile stories, since that seems to be the thing that no one wants to talk about, we all have to get stuck talking about. Police over in England are saying Max Spears, he was a huge basically alternative news guy in England. He was murdered after uncovering a pedophile ring. This is interesting. This is from the WUC News. It says the police, Max Spears, was murdered after uncovering the ring. British police are treating the death of conspiracy theory Max Spears as suspicious and have opened their investigation into his death. Spears was found dead on a sofa in Poland last year after allegedly vomiting over 2 liters of mysterious black fluid shortly after he had uncovered evidence of an elite pedophile ring. According to Spears' mother, Vanessa Bates, a number of people want her son dead due to the fact that he was getting too close to the truth and was about to expose a massive political pedophile ring that would have sent shockwaves through the establishment and probably the entire world. Just days before his death, Max texted the following mysterious message to his mother: if anything happens to me, investigates. Now, their quizzing science fiction writer Duvall was present at the time of his death, and they said they have yet no plans to question anyone else. This is some crazy stuff, guys. I mean, you gotta remember this. This is one of the things these psychopaths do, and I talked about it last night in depth on the Hagman Show, that one of the best defenses you can have with these guys is to threaten to expose them. Because remember, these guys are Luciferians, the vast majority of the psychopaths. They have no emotional empathy or sympathy. They don't care if they kill you or bomb you or immunize you or spray you with chemtrails or inject you with all types of poison. It doesn't make any difference to these guys. All they want to do is make money and greed. And that's the whole basis of the Satanism they follow, is that they want it's all about themselves and nobody else, because they don't see it as a problem in killing anyone. So they really don't want people to know what they're up to. Another interesting article in the same vein, former congressman says, if Trump goes after high-level pedophiles, it will take down both the Democrats and the Republicans. This is by Matt Agoris. If there's one thing that's consistent about Donald Trump is that he's horribly inconsistent. I will agree with that. Whether he be flip-flopping on states' rights or cannabis laws or praising NATO and then promising to leave NATO, where Trump stands on the issues is basically a crapshoot, according to this article. That being said, however, there's one thing which Trump has remained steadfast. It is bipartisan, and everyone should agree on it. It's time to stop human trafficking, and a former Democratic congressman from Georgia agrees. It is important to note that human trafficking is not the same as working in the sex industry. Those who work in the sex trade voluntarily are not victims of human trafficking. However, they often find themselves victims of the government and the black market created by that government, who pushes their line of work into dark alleys and shady places. As corporate media writes off talk of Pizzagate as if it's some kind of tinfoil conspiracy that couldn't possibly happen, recent busts of pedophilia rings are shattering their claims. 1,500 arrests since Trump took office. In fact, after a massive bust in California, Los Angeles County Sheriff Jim McDonald says the arrests represent a very sad commentary on the condition that we are living in. Pretending this issue doesn't exist only makes us more complicit, newly elected San Diego City Attorney Maria Elliott said last month. It appears that Donald Trump has decided he won't be a party to those who deny the horrid reality and the child sex trade. So this is some crazy stuff. And so former Congressman Cynthia McKinney also agrees with Trump. However, she takes a step further, noting that going after child predators will lead to a downfall of both the Republicans and Democrats as this problem goes all the way to the top. And it does. Guys, I mean, we talked about this last summer. And I'm going to mention this again. We had a bunch of folks email me back, and I said, you know, if we probably take down the bulk of the government. Remember, you knock out 50% of these guys up there in Congress, in senators and aides and pages and everything else, you're going to cripple the government, at least for a short period of time. You're going to have to do it in waves because you're going to have to get people to replace these wackos. So it's going to be interesting, Austin, if this thing actually comes to fruition and Trump actually does what he says he's going to do.
Well, it's so prevalent, it's bizarre. And the wild thing about it, we're pretty much seeing a divide now, because from our standpoint, from pretty much everybody's standpoint I've talked to, you're either very, very anti-child trafficking, this whole group of it, or you don't say anything. And a lot of the people, I'm not saying all of them, but a large, large portion of the people that aren't saying anything about it and aren't wanting to address it are more than likely involved in it. And that's where we're starting to see the line being drawn, is people that are very vocal about not wanting this to happen, about trying to be proactive in stopping this, are really starting to make a difference, because the people that are involved in it don't want to bring it up at all. They don't. You can't defend it. It's not something you can be like, well, it's okay in some conditions if you're just trafficking children that are really small. There is no gray area on this topic, and everybody pretty much has the same consensus. So what everybody has to start doing is what you just said, Dad. Everybody has to be vocal about this stuff. We have to stop pretending that it doesn't exist. We have to stop acting like it's just fairy tale land stories that nobody knows anything about in reality. It really is happening. Millions and millions and millions and millions of kids every single year are being abducted and brought into this really sadistic, dark world. Ashton Kutcher, the movie star Ashton Kutcher, this didn't even get any news stories at all in mainstream media. He actually testified before Congress 2 weeks ago. I forgot to bring this article up. I had it on my desk earlier, and I lost it. He actually testified before Congress because he's been working with two different independent organizations trying to stop this stuff, and he's very, very open about how much he absolutely loathes it, and anybody involved in this basically needs to be arrested, and a lot of stuff needs to be done to them if they're convicted. So he's been very blatant about it. A lot of people are starting to come out about this, so it's a good thing that we're starting to address it. It needs to be addressed. The next thing now is getting unity together to be able to stop it and find the people that are actually involved in it, especially at the higher up levels, because these are the guys that are really funding it with their dollars. These sicko millionaires and billionaires that want to engage in this weird behavior, they're the ones that finance a lot of this. The guys, the lower end guys, they wouldn't have a job if they weren't being financed by these guys, Dad.
Well, a lot of this is for child sex trafficking, child sex slavery, child sex sacrifice, the stuff that L. Ron Hubbard used to do along with the
Crowley. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that they were involved in. I mean, this is torturing of children and murdering them and raping them and sodomizing them. I mean, I don't even like talking about it. It's also incredibly negative. And that's the problem. And see, and that's how they are able to keep it secret, because nobody wants to believe it, because it has to be a tinfoil hat conspiracy, like they said with Pizzagate. And it's so bizarre and so awful that a person who's not a psychopath can't possibly imagine that a human being can engage in this type of behavior in the torturing of a young child and think it's okay. But remember, they get energy from these children when they do this. They actually absorb energy, and they also feed the demons in the next dimension. And then these demons allow this holographic energy field that we live in to basically give them whatever they want. Because remember, Satan is the god, the lord of this planet. He is. That's what he is. He's the god of this world with a little g. That's what he does. I mean, he basically provides these guys their stuff, their sustenance, and everything else for these people that are these perverts. And that's what Hollywood has done. That's why this Kabbalah stuff is so bad. That's why when, you know, these Khazarian Satanists that, you know, that basically have just come in here and infiltrated the entire United States. I mean, it's unbelievable, these Sabbatean Kabbalists, what they do and how sick they are, Austin. The problem is you can only read so much of it. I remember when Mel Gibson did the movie The Passion of the Christ. You know, I was only able to actually watch that movie once. I couldn't get through it twice. I couldn't do it. And because it's so graphic. And I remember he said the movie, he had to break away from the cross and break away from the scourging and break away from the beating and do flashbacks repeatedly through the movie because it was so hard to watch and see what was going on to Christ in that movie as far as the actor. I believe that was, I forgot the guy's name who starred in that thing. It'll come to me in a second. But the craziest thing, Jim Caviezel. And so, and what happened is he just basically had to break the scene so you'd have some break so you wouldn't be overwhelmed with just horror. And see, this is the problem. You know, when we try to talk about this stuff, you know, people turn the channel off. They turn off the radio. They turn off the iPod broadcast. They say, I'll catch another broadcast later. Nobody wants to believe it's there. That's why it's gotten so bad, because if you can pretend like it's not real, if you can pretend like there's not, if you can pretend like there's really, let's say for instance, there's really a monster under your bed, all right? And you're a little kid, but you don't realize that it really is a monster under the bed. You can't just lay in the bed and just pretend like it's not there. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with what's under the bed. And see, that's kind of what this is. We all have just kind of sat around, Austin, and we've all kind of, as adults, pretended the monster's not under the bed. Rather than jumping up out of the bed, grabbing the Benelli shotgun with a 20-round drum attached to it that sits beside my bed, and unloading 20 rounds of double-aught buckshot under the bed to get rid of the monster. See, this is the problem. We don't want to deal with it because it's easier to leave it under the bed and pretend like it's not real. That's how we deal with it. That's how the vast majority of people deal with it. By the way, an illegal El Salvador migrant gang who have members of a satanic shrine in their apartment kidnapped, drugged, and raped a 14-year-old Houston girl and murdered another to appease an insulted demon. I mean, this is a 22-year-old, 18-year-old. These are MS-13 gang members. They kidnapped two teenage girls for 2 weeks, raping them the entire time. The pair of illegal immigrants from El Salvador were living in the Houston area, and the gang leader called himself Diabolical, and he kept a satanic shrine. He killed one of the teens after she insulted and destroyed the demon shrine, cops said. The other girl, 14, kidnapped on her way home from school in early February. She told cops she was drugged and brutally raped repeatedly. The said pair laid her down and gave her a tattoo with the image of the Grim Reaper. The gangbangers both smiled and waved to cameras in the courtroom. Let me repeat that. As they were on trial, they both smiled and laughed, thought it was hilarious, and they waved to the cameras in the courtroom. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, guys, this is just unreal to me. Again, that people like this exist, but this is who is involved with all of this stuff, guys. And it's just until we start putting these people, and that's why I said the other day, I wouldn't let the bankers off the hook. Until we start holding these people accountable for what they've done and hanging them, and I mean that very sincerely, hanging them, it's not going to get any better, because all they're going to do is continue to think that they could just do whatever they want to do. It's like the Mexicans who they've released. I think we had, what you said yesterday, Austin, was it 19,000
19,700, yeah, illegal immigrants that were illegal criminal immigrants, not illegal immigrants, criminal immigrants that had been involved, everything from sexual assault to murder to drunk driving to home invasions. They were released and not deported because the court, they were some type, whatever reason they chose, the courts decided to release them back into society, not even incarcerate them, not even deport them, just release them back into it. And the statistics I gave were anywhere from 80 to 90% chance within 1 year they were going to commit the same crime over again from what they saw.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Oh, by the way, the Rothschilds who backed Hillary Clinton had a huge $100,000 plate fundraiser for the Wicked Witch of Benghazi. They're still in contact with each other. And Lady the Rothschild, this is Linda the Rothschild, she tweeted basically this. Hillary lost because Podesta was arrogant and out of touch. Unbelievable. I mean, here's the full tweet. John Podesta, this is pathetic. John Podesta lost. Hillary Rodham Clinton lost because you ran an arrogant, out of touch campaign. You have destroyed a great family and are a loser. Linda Rothschild. I mean, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do with that, because who cares what this stinking Satan worshiping woman cares about? And guess what? Podesta got busted for what he was doing, and now all of a sudden she's going in there now and basically blaming Podesta for the loss of Clinton. Totally nonsense. What's your next story, bud?
Well, there's a little bit of vaccine information here. I'm going to ask you guys to be proactive again. I normally don't ask you to do that a lot, but the petition that we signed to repeal the NFA did have over 100,000 signatures, so it will be addressed. There's another petition that has just come up that I think is pretty worthwhile, and hopefully we can get some spotlight on it. But first, the HPV vaccine now, which you guys know, the HPV, per what the CDC even says, in most cases the virus disappears on its own without causing any health issues. The medical community, though, says HPV on rare occasions can cause cervical cancer. Now, you guys have heard us talk so many times about Gardasil and Cervarix and these HPV vaccines, and literally the tens of thousands of girls around the world that have either died or been completely just unbelievably debilitated from these vaccines. Well, the CDC and its Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices now has just released the latest amended immunization schedule for children and adults. And the AAFP, which is the American Academy of Family Physicians, is reporting on it that the changes include now adding in the two doses of the HPV vaccine into the children immunization schedules. Before the HPV vaccine was they said that you should use it. It was not required. The CDC did not have it in their shot schedule of the 76 shots they ever recommend. Now it looks like the shot schedule is going to go up to 78. The recommendation is that these vaccines be administered between the ages of 11 and 12, although they can be given to children as young as 9. And the AAFP president, John Meigs, this guy is like the textbook definition of blithering idiot. All he does is spew vaccine propaganda. This is what he stated when he released this the other day. He said, a new federal commission, he was speaking in reference to Trump, about Trump saying we need a vaccine advisory committee to figure out why we have an autism epidemic. This guy goes, no. We don't need that. Vaccines are fine. A new federal commission on immunizations is completely unnecessary, and it would divert much needed dollars from other and more pressing health care issues. The science is clear, and family physicians stand ready to help everyone, and they all understand how safe and important vaccines are. What a total lie. That's all these guys do in the vaccine industry is lie, lie, lie. If they were safe, why have we paid out over $3 billion in vaccine compensation funds since the late 80s? And if they're safe, and there's not an issue with them, why do we continue to have claims all over the place, all the time? Millions and millions of kids now have been hurt with these vaccines. And the other wild thing about it is, too, if you look at the National Vaccine Injury Compensation, the numbers on it, only 3,887 compensation awards have ever been made since 1989. Just 3,800. And overall, there has been almost 15,000 claims to date. So it's about a 3-to-1 ratio as far as three to one, 4-to-1 as far as actually being paid for. So this vaccine injury compensation fund is a complete and total sham. And what I was referring to earlier is the petition. A petition just got made on Wednesday night that I saw. It's already got like 9,000 signatures. We need to get 100,000, which is not going to be difficult. The title of it is Take Action to End the Autism Epidemic and Implement Comprehensive Reforms of Vaccine Safety Policies. And the six actions they want to get on the record, on the books now. The first one is declare autism a national emergency. The first thing everybody likes to do is say the flu, Ebola, swine flu, all this stuff's always a national emergency, so we need to get more vaccines in. We need to address autism. As Dad has said before, the numbers are skyrocketing every year. Number two on here was convene a presidential commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. That's what Trump's already said he wants to do. That needs to be done immediately. Also, two, number three is depose the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Number four is conduct a study comparing total health outcomes in vaccinated and unvaccinated populations. They're not going to like that one. Number five is create a national vaccine safety board. That should have already been in place. And six, which is almost my favorite one, repeal the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, otherwise known as the Vaccine Protection Act, where these guys can't be sued. So this is something, if you guys agree with that petition, go sign it. I already signed it. I don't know if these petitions honestly do any good. I like to think they do, but as way as I look at it, it doesn't hurt to sign it, and if you don't sign it, you're not doing anything proactive. So at least going out there and trying to make your voice heard makes a little bit of a difference, or I'd at least like to think so, Dad.
Well, it's like doing this talk show. You know, we started it a few years ago, you know, luckily, we were blessed, and not luckily, but we were blessed. We had a huge database as far as emails, and we could let everybody know we're doing a show every day. So we started off with a huge audience. Now it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until now you have T-Mobile charging people to listen. Okay, I guess they got tired of free phone calls. And so what's crazy is this. I mean, you know, we're all in this together. You know, not my family, because we've chosen not to do these immunizations, but so many families are in this giant mess because of immunizations. They're really just in a mess. I mean, this weekend they're having a big, the open carriage, the empty carriage walk down Main Street USA all over the country of women bringing carriages down the main streets of all the small towns and big towns, you know, to basically show they've lost a baby through vaccines. I mean, it's awful. You know, I read you the article the other day about the emergency room physician who had basically had gone to the Vax conference, the Vax movie out there in California, and he came out, they interviewed him, and they said that, all I know is this, I have all these kids coming into the emergency room all of the time, they get their vaccines, and they have to come into the emergency room because they're having convulsions and seizures, and the parents don't know what to do, and I call up the pediatrician who gave them the shots a day or two earlier, and he says, and the pediatrician say, we know nothing about this, it doesn't involve us, this has nothing to do with the vaccines, and he goes, it happens over and over and over again, and he says, and it's killing these kids. See, he said, in fact, he even linked it back to sudden infant death, which is the exact same thing that Dr. Mendelsohn did back in the 80s. And, of course, he died in his early 60s in his sleep. Nothing wrong with him, totally healthy. And, of course, no autopsy was done with him either. That's just how they do these guys, and they get vocal about it. By the way, yep. Ron Paul just destroyed Trump's speech in an epic tweet storm. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and just check a few things here. He says, opening up his speech, Trump promised to increase military spending. In fact, he announced this week that his administration will increase the already massive bloated military budget by another $54 billion. Trump then promised that the crumbling infrastructure will be replaced with new roads, with bridges, tunnels, airports, highways, everything, with a gleaming, and everything will be gleaming across our very beautiful land. This sounds fine and dandy, however, Paul pointed out the obvious. Ron Paul, first tweet, massive new spending on military infrastructure, more drug war, where's the money? Fed will print it. Number two,
After expressing his support for massive creation of debt using the Federal Reserve, Trump went on to champion his executive order that granted energy transfer partner permissions to take land from Native Americans and grant it to big oil again. Paul called it hypocrisy in such a move. Building pipelines, okay, but hopefully without the use of eminent domain, property theft. I mean, Paul's just straight calling him out. Paul, again.
Yeah.
A great idea to reduce violent crime, but how about stopping government violence at home and abroad? How about that? I mean, another one, Great Wall on the southern border, hopefully not to keep us in. Reduce incentives to legally cross and change foreign policy. Problem solved. If you take away their money, you're giving these stinking illegals that are coming across there, you take away the money, yeah. You take away the housing, you take away the food stamps, you take away everything, and you don't give them any money, and you stop this anchor baby nonsense, they won't come over here. My God, you're living in Mexico, down in Tijuana, and you're getting your food from a trash dump. A trash dump. You're sending your children into the trash pile at the garbage place every single day to try to find something to eat. Who in the world wouldn't leave that hellhole and try to sneak across the border to get a free house, a free car, free food, free telephone, and free everything? You'd be an idiot not to do that. I mean, good Lord, guys. I mean, Ron Paul is absolutely right. Just stop all of this stuff. Merit-based immigration is a good idea. No welfare magnet for illegal immigrants would work well, too. And he goes on to say also, he said, protect against radical Islamist terrorism. You can't do that until you understand the concept of blowback. Non-intervention would make us safer. Non-intervention would make us safer. In other words, leave them alone and let them just basically do what they're going to do. Strong vetting system. It's a step to get a real ID card, an attack on our civil liberties and privacy protections. More Iran sanctions sounds like preparation for war against Iran to me. I mean, again, Trump just hammers him. Again, Brown Paul, if you really want to reduce the violence in our cities, get rid of the drug war. He's so right. Highly successful raid in Yemen, you know what? In many ways, it was a disaster, a waste, criminal. What they put us through for political reasons. Warmongering is alive and well. Tragically, focus on the widow. What a terrible use of tragedy for political purposes. Wow. Our war in Yemen has nothing to do with the U.S. national security. It's unconstitutional for us to be bombing that country. This is the guy who should have been defense secretary, Ron Paul, or treasury secretary. He says, militarism gone wild, it's all going off the rails, strongly support NATO. I thought we were getting out. That is what Trump said in his doggone campaign speech. And you can look at all the rest of these, basically, they're doing. But this is just absolutely, he goes, final grade on a libertarian scale, F, overall, D minus. I mean, it's crazy that this is actually continuing, that this is not changing, and that Trump is now doing what so many other people did, saying one thing. I mean, I thought we were getting out of NATO, Austin. I thought we were getting out of the United Nations. I thought we were not going to be doing all these foreign wars and these foreign entanglements. I listened to Jeff Rentsch last night on a show that he had done with Gerald Celente, and I'm going to see if I can get Gerald on next week. And Gerald said he's had enough. He said, if Trump starts increasing war and starts going at war against Iran and starts increasing war in Afghanistan, increasing troop strength and all that, he said he's done with Trump. He says he's done with everything he said because he's not doing what he said he was going to do. Because remember, the deep state is still spraying us with chemtrails. Nothing has changed. Yep. So guys, I'm telling you this. If Trump may have had the right to want the willingness to do all of this stuff, the deep state is still alive and well, and I got a feeling they're running Washington still. What do you think, Austin?
Oh, it's very clear, bud. Just look up in the skies. Just look up in the skies. It's very, very clear. The first thing that if we wanted to make a difference, and that's what Ron Paul's saying, the whole drug war thing, the first thing we wanted to do if we wanted to make a difference, we'd go over to Afghanistan since we still have tens of thousands of troops over there. We'd go over there and we'd torch all the poppy fields and try and teach them how to grow something productive. But as I already told you guys a couple weeks ago, when we invaded Afghanistan, when we invaded Iraq, when we went over there, poppy production in the Middle East was at its almost all-time low, absolute low. There was nothing going on over there hardly at all with poppy production. And within 10 years of us being over there, it was the biggest poppy seed boom the Middle East has ever seen. Granted, that makes more heroin all over the world. So when you start looking at this stuff now, it's pretty clear and evident exactly what's going on. If you listen back to Wednesday's show with Robert, That was an incredibly accurate show on what's going on and how the American Air Force bases and the military bases all over the world, and we've brought this up before on the show, and it's funny when you bring it up to people, that's the response I always get. Well, why are we in this country? Why don't we close this military base down? Oh, you're unpatriotic. You don't like American troops. You're not an American. No, I'm asking you why we're still spending $30 billion on this military base in a country that we shouldn't even be in. Oh, that's you're not American. Okay, George Bush, if that's where we're going to play it, why don't we start looking at why we're burning through trillions of dollars a year and ask ourselves, do we really need to be in all these countries with active military bases for no reason whatsoever? Yes, of course we do from a globalist standpoint because we use them as lily pads to bounce around and move weapons, guns, cash, kids, whatever you want, that's what they do. That's how they move it. That's how they feed the black market. That's how the military industrial complex is grown to pretty much the biggest, largest, single-handed power in the world when it comes to one single unit. The military, the U.S. military, is monstrous. And I'm not talking about our Army reserves and our Marines and that. I'm talking about the actual military industrial complex that keeps everything spooled up with trillions of dollars of black market items every single year. That's the only reason we're in all these countries, Dad, and none of it has slowed down since Trump has been in. As you just said, we still see the chemtrails. If that was going to stop, that would have already stopped.
Well, no, that's the same thing I told Doug and Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman and Dave Hodges. I said, we'll see who's in charge if the chemtrails stop. See, all Trump has to do, he's in charge of the military planes and all this other kind of stuff. All he has to do is sign an executive order stopping all experimental geoengineering in America. Done. And so that's how they label this. These are experiments. These are studies that they're doing. They haven't rolled it out because they know it's too toxic. They won't tell us that they're doing this. So they allow themselves to continue doing this under that guise of the law and that it's okay because it doesn't matter because all we're doing is a test and that's what we're doing. So we're not really doing it. And see, that's the problem. So if he stops the testing via executive law, if he writes a doggone executive order stopping all climate engineering, however he needs to word it from a legal standpoint, with any kind of particular spray, and list the patents that they have, on geoengineering, and list that none of this can be applied or experimented with, in NATO countries, or whatever he says. He could stop every bit of this stuff with the U.S. military instantaneously because it would immediately lose its funding, and what they would be doing then would be shown in the bright light, and then at that point, they would be able to be put in jail, including the pilots and everybody else. So guys, it would put a giant stop to it as quick as you could possibly imagine if he just signed an executive order. But remember, according to the government, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. Remember, it was last year, they finally told us that Area 51 was real. Really? Really? They were telling us it didn't exist. Area 51 doesn't exist. You can see it on satellite photos. You can see it with planes. It doesn't exist. Not real. Nothing to see here. Move on. Oh, you're whatever. I'm so over this stuff, Austin. Just let him basically do what he's going to do as quickly as he's going to do it and let the chips fall where they may. Oh, by the way, new Alzheimer's treatment says it restores memory function. I don't know if this is going to be something we're going to be able to do or not do. It deals with ultrasound technology that clears the brain of the neurotoxic amyloid plaques, structures that are responsible for memory loss. If a person has Alzheimer's, it's usually the result of a buildup of two types of lesions, amyloid plaques and neurofibrillary tangles. And the amyloid plaques sit between the neurons and end up as a dense cluster of beta amyloid molecules, a sticky type of protein that clumps together and forms plaques. The neurofibrillary tangles are found inside the neurons of the brain, and they are caused by defective tau proteins that clump up into the thick soluble mass. I'm sure a lot is because of the aluminum, by the way. This causes tiny filaments called microtubules to get all twisted, which disrupts the transportation of essential minerals and materials along nutrients into the brain. As we don't get any kind of vaccine or preventative measure for Alzheimer's, this article saying this, a disease that affects 346,000 people in the U.S., 50 million around wide, they're now trying to use this type of ultrasound to break these plaques up. It says, we're very extremely excited by this innovation of treating Alzheimer's without using drug therapies, Jurgen Kotz said to a press release.
The word breakthrough is often misused, but in this case, I think it does fundamentally change our understanding of how to treat this disease. So I'm not sure. This is on an ABC radio interview. If I'm not sure if this is going to be something they're going to allow into the United States, or if this article is actually even legit, because I have not vetted that information. But if it does, that will work out to be true. That's absolutely wonderful. Awesome. What's your next story?
Well, we have now the groups that are promoting GMOs now actually going into schools and trying to push their propaganda and rhetoric onto children now about how they need to eat apples, but the apples that aren't brown. They're trying to push the new Arctic GMO apple, which I've talked about numerous times, which does not brown after you cut it. So they're labeling it now as the Arctic apple in pre-cut sliced packages, but they're not using vitamin C like we already can do. That was the whole thing to me. With this whole GMO thing, there's not been a single thing done with GMO foods that has made anything more productive, any higher yield, any better quality, any pure food, any better form of food. None. It's been nothing. All it is, it's been an absolute wreck on our immune system and gives them the ability to use more and more pesticides and herbicides without the plant dying. That's all it's done. The Biotech Action Network, the Kids Right Network, and the Council of Canadians and Earth Action, PEI, are alerting teachers and students about corporate-public relations inside what is called agriculture in the classroom activities in a particular webinar that they're using to promote recently approved GMO apples. This also happened in the United States as well. These webinars are being promoted as part of Agricultural Literacy Month in Canada. The program Agriculture in the Classroom is sponsored. Get this, guys. The program is sponsored solely by four of the top six largest seed and pesticide companies in the world. Syngenta, Dow, DuPont, and Bayer. Oh my gosh, imagine that. Who would have possibly thought those four people would have sponsored something like this? Together, these four companies own almost 40% of the global seed market and 54% of the global pesticide market. The webinar comes with a pre-webinar lesson plan for teachers that states that Arctic apples are available to eat and the best apple for you. The company is just trying to create a market for its GM apples. Well, of course they are. They go on to say on here, apples are the most common fruit eaten by teenagers and kids. This is an industry attempting to manufacture a need for its product by implanting the idea in school children that browning apples are not fit to eat. The Arctic apple seems destined for the sliced and bagged fresh apple market. Eating whole apples by themselves, non-GMO, are better for the environment and your health. But fresh sliced apples dipped in vitamin C to prevent browning is already available in grocery stores, yet they still found that they needed to make a GMO apple that would not brown at all after it's been cut. But I thought that was pretty wild, Dad. This Agriculture in the Classroom program that's sweeping the country is sponsored by Syngenta, Dow, DuPont, Bayer. Oh my gosh, it can't get any funnier sometimes in a sarcastic manner.
Well, you got to think about it. They've got to do something because these plants and these trees and everything else are having to accommodate the aluminum uptake.
Oh yeah,
and that's why we have aluminum resistant corn, soybeans now, all GMO, because they were no longer being able to grow in aluminum laced soils from the spraying of the chemtrails. That's the craziest thing about all of this stuff, is that nobody is looking at the giant elephant in the room, the giant pedophile pink elephant wearing daisy. It's around his neck in a big golden crown with a baseball bat and an AK on the corner that nobody's bothering to look at, is chemtrails. That's the chemtrail. That's the chemtrail pink elephant. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's like Dane Whittington said, you know, Chuck Norris got involved with him for a few weeks, a few months, wrote an article, tried to get involved, started to become a spokesperson for him. Boy, somebody shut Chuck up really, really fast. Now he won't return his phone calls, wants nothing further to do with it. Why? Because of threats. See, when you have a very large mouthpiece like Chuck does, he's probably got about a $70 million net worth, I'd estimate, and he knows a lot of people, and he's got a really good name. They can say, we're going to go ahead and completely discredit you and destroy you very, very quickly, or you can shut up. What do you want to do?
And he shuts up. Because remember, Chuck Norris is probably close to 80 years old. He's got to be in his mid late 70s by now. He's been around for a long time. He used to do fights with Bruce Lee back in the 60s. I mean, this guy's old. I mean, he's old. And so, but he's in great shape. But he doesn't want to have his last legacy go down to some conspiracy tinfoil hat wearer who basically went nuts with Alzheimer's disease because he believed in chemtrails. They can spin it like that, guys. They can actually spin it like that in the media and make you look completely and totally foolish. At this point, I'm so deep into this stuff now, it makes no difference anymore. I don't even try to hide the fact of what I believe with people anymore. I'm just like, whatever, if you want to believe it, don't believe it, don't believe it. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference because it's just what it is. Years ago, I had a workout partner. I won't mention his name. He's a nice guy. And he's a black man. He's playing the NFL. And he worked with me for about 7 years here at the house. Worked out. We have a little gym here at the house. He worked out with me here at the house. Great, great condition. Phenomenal athlete. Former NFL player. And I remember one time, I think it was like the last year he was here. This is a guy, he hasn't been here in 15 years now. And the last year he was here, he said something to me about how we needed to, white men needed to pay slave reparations. And I looked at him, I kind of laughed, and I said, Van, why would I have to pay slave reparations? I said, my parents were in Germany. I said, now, don't get me wrong. The Germans did a lot of good things. They did a lot of bad things. I said, but they didn't have slaves. And I said, we were just taught to work really, really hard and just basically keep our nose to the grindstone, get a good education, and just believe God and do what we say we're going to do and pay our bills. So why would I have to pay slave reparations when my grandfather didn't come over to this country until after the Civil War when the slaves were set free? He never owned any slaves. He goes, well, you're benefiting in this country because you live in a country that was built by slaves. And I said, well, number one, you're benefiting in this country too, and you haven't been a slave. That's what I said to him. And I said, and number two, I said, we never owned slaves. Again, I'm trying to make you understand that. I said, and you live here too, and you've benefited by living here too. I said, it's something that happened hundreds of years ago that we're really not responsible for anymore, and the people that were slaves are long gone and dead and buried and hopefully, well remembered. And I said, but the thing about it is that, I'm not involved in any of that, so I kind of feel kind of ridiculous that you're actually telling me that I should have to pay slave reparations. Well, years later, he came back by, and I mentioned that to him, and of course, he said he didn't remember telling me that, and I started laughing, and I said, well, I didn't think you would. But here's the thing that's interesting. I wanted to bring this article up. This is something that I just saw the other day, and I thought, this is just nuts. It says, white men should pay 5% extra in taxes because they're privileged. That's what they're saying. They want an equality tax. Now, this is by Amber Randall, and they're Randall. It says, why people should pay extra taxes because they are more privileged at opt-in, Wesleyan argues, whatever that means. This article title is time for white people to pay for privilege, the equality tax, argues that all minorities face economic disadvantages. Racist employers. I thought we just had a black president. Didn't we just have a black president, Austin?
I thought so just about a month and a half ago.
Didn't we have a black first lady too? Well, she was a first lady. We had a black first, whatever it was. We had a black first transvestite. A black first transvestite. Doggone, the woman had an appendage between her legs in the pictures that I saw. So we had a black transvestite woman in the White House, and we had a black gay Kenyan in the White House. That covers it all. Then that covers the blacks. It covers the women, sort of women. It covers the transvestites. God, I'm getting in trouble. It covers the gays. It covers pretty much every minority sicko privilege they want in the White House. Now, going back to a great black guy, that was Colin Powell. He was four-star general and chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and a friend of mine back in the 90s. And of course, we have the other sicko black guy, Bill Cosby, who, if you read that stuff about him, it's probably all true because I know him too. And so we've had a lot of black people out there that have done really, really well. I have a surgeon that I used years ago over in Tampa for my back for an injection therapy that he did. He was black, phenomenally nice guy. He's just a phenomenally nice guy. Brilliant, brilliant man. Went to medical school. So it was just kind of nice to know that we had a black transvestite first lady kind of president, gay guy who trained to be black but was really kind of Arab. We had to remember he's also Arab, so we can also, we have the Arab too. So this whole thing doesn't make any sense to me, because it's funny to me, Austin, because now, even though we've had a black president, she says that we need to be paying additional taxes. Meanwhile, a married white family would pay an extra 4% in taxes, and a non-straight white person would pay 3.5% more. That just says, and a non-straight white, I guess that means gay white person,
I guess.
Yeah.
This is why people should. I mean, I read this to you as a parody, but this, she means this. To fix this, white people should pay a higher tax to make it for their privilege. The writer suggests a 5% tax to start with. A single white man would pay a 5% equality tax, while a single white woman would have to pay only 4.5% in the equality tax. Meanwhile, a married white family would pay an extra. You know, if you said this about black people, that you, because they're black, they're having to pay extra more money, that people would put you in prison. It'd be a hate crime. And a non-straight white person who's gay would only have to pay 3.5% more. The extra money would be redistributed to minorities in forms of reparations. Here we go. Here we go. For past and present struggles. That's $1,348 for every U.S. minority individual, or roughly $3,000 per minority household on an annual basis. While $3,000 could never rectify centuries of abuse, it could at least give minorities the financial tools to compete in a white male dominated. This is such bull crap. This whole stuff, when I read stuff like this, and the problem is she's serious about it. You know, the idea that white people should be punished for the color of their skin is not new. A black woman launched a website where minorities could ask for money from white people as a form of reparations. Minorities asked for college tuition, engagement rings, and laptops, to name a few. The website reparations.me also allowed white people to post personal offers of reparations. You know, why don't they just get a stinking job? How about that? How about they quit screwing every girl they can find, leaving a string of black boys with no fathers everywhere? How about they start with that? How about they stop running around in gangs and beating up kids in school? How about they start with that? How about they try to apply themselves and learn how to read, learn how to write, learn how to do something with their lives, except to try to expect other people to pay for their lives? How about they do that, Austin? Why don't they do that? Why don't they go out and actually do something, like study in school instead of join a gang? What do you think? Ugh.
Well, it's usually more productive. You know, I was listening to Jim Rohn the other day, and he had a really good analogy, and he was talking about, he said, I don't agree with welfare. He goes, I agree with people that, you know, maybe are disabled, like significantly disabled, and they need help. I don't have a problem with that. He said, but just going up to somebody every month and giving them a $500 check every month, he goes, it's not good. He goes, because they think they deserve it. And he goes, when somebody thinks they deserve something for not doing anything, they don't appreciate it. They don't understand what it took to generate that $500. He goes, what I would do is you show up with a $500 check and a bucket of paint, and you say, hey, the front door needs to be painted on your house. The front railing needs to be painted. When that's done, at the end of the month, I'll bring you a $500 check. So, person does it, comes back, gives us a $500 check. They earn the $500. He goes, now, is that job really worth $500? Probably not. You could probably get it done cheaper. He said, but you're instilling something in them. He goes, then the next month you say, okay, that fence needs to be painted, those weeds need to be pulled, and that tree needs to be cut down. And obviously he's using this just as analogies as I'm speaking. Then you bring the $500 check. He goes, when you do that, when you instill that earning into somebody, that they are earning the money, they actually appreciate it, they take care of it, they save it, and they utilize it. When people think they deserve something for nothing, it never goes well for anybody. The same thing in the marketplace. Why do you think you deserve a promotion? Why do you think you deserve a raise? If you look at it as, how did I earn a promotion, or how do I earn a raise, your entire mindset changes. You no longer look at it as the victim of, I deserve this because of that. That's the most pitiful way to go through life, is thinking you deserve everything because of who you are, of what you've done. Everybody has an issue. Everybody's gone through something. Some people more than others, some people much more than others. But to sit there and be an able-bodied person and say, I deserve this, I deserve for you to give me money because of who I am, is one of the most pitiful things you could ever do, is go through life as somebody that deserves something for doing nothing. Be an earner. Bring something to the marketplace. Contribute something to society. Try to help people out. Try to take care of even your stuff instead of making your house and your place look like a complete and total eyesore. I mean, you go by some people's houses and their yard's full of trash. The garbage can falls over and raccoons rip the trash can open and nobody picks the trash up. It sits out there for days and you go, well, who's going to pick it up? Well, I'm not picking it up. It wasn't my fault. It's in my yard. It's my trash, but it's not my fault. I don't deserve to have to pick that up. Well, guess what? You don't deserve the $500 welfare check then, do you? You haven't earned anything. So that's the way I kind of look at that, Dad. If you start instilling that people have to earn something, even if it's just a basic earning, if you're doing it to earn something instead of deserving it, it makes a huge, huge difference, and it would dramatically change our entire society for the better, in my opinion.
Well, until the black people who write crap like this stop doing this, it's not going to get...
And we stop funding it also. Well, we have to stop. Same thing with the illegal immigrants. $20 billion a year we pay out in illegal immigrant welfare. That could just stop right now.
And it's like Ron Paul said, we stop doing that, they stop coming over. By the way, one more quick article on health. Weapons of mass feminization. I covered this stuff years ago. I've covered it multiple times on the show, but now finally somebody else, a medical doctor, is writing on this, and she goes, this is weapons of mass feminization. She goes, if you've ever wondered where all of the alpha males have gone, the interaction between chemistry and biology may offer a clue. Gender-bending chemicals are everywhere. We talked about it. That's the plastics, that's the soy, etc. Literally impossible to avoid. They are act as endocrine disruptors that block, decrease, or overstimulate hormones. Most commonly, EDs mimic estrogen. These are endocrine disruptors. Lower testosterone and prevent the male hormone from doing its job, particularly if the woman is pregnant, causing males to exhibit more female traits. The resulting hormonal balances may be at the root of the disturbing worldwide trends of males that include delayed puberty, falling sperm counts, the shrinking size of genitalia, far fewer boys with far more genitalia deformities than ever before, and a rise in gender fluidity as boys are increasingly feminized. A similar effect is seen across the planet in wildlife, with reports in the rise of hermaphrodite amphibians, male fish developing eggs in their testicles, and complete sex change in species with these exposures. Governmental industrial alliances have unleashed weapons of mass feminization throughout the planet Earth, involving all inhabitants in a dangerous and uncontrolled experiment whose results point to a dystopian future, the likes of which make soylent green look tame. Guys, this is what I've told you has happened for years and years and years. I'm going to send this to you, Austin. I want you to post this whole article because this is exactly what I've said. It talks about DES, it talks about phthalates, it talks about drugs, triclosan, BPA, it talks about atrazine on why we don't use that anymore, and tips what to do as far as avoiding this. I'm going to go ahead and send this to you right now so you can post it on our website because I want you to realize something. Now, we're together. Now, we're here because we love you. That's why we're doing this show. We're here because we want to be everything for you guys. We really do. We want to be part of your lives, and we share our time with you every day. And quite frankly, if you were sitting by my house, and I think you know this, and you came by and you were sitting around the fireplace with us, we'd be basically saying the exact same things. This is who I am. I don't really change. I'm kind of the same. I remember, Austin, when you were going through puberty. I'll never forget this. I got telling you again. You were going through puberty. You're like 16 years old and you were getting infused with testosterone and your whole brain was changing. And you said then you were so angry and mad and running around. And I remember you said to me, Dad, you've changed. Don't you understand? You've changed. You're not the same. I said, no, Austin, you're going through puberty. You're really going through a change. It ain't me, bud. I'm the same yesterday and today and probably the rest of your life. At this age, you don't really have a lot of hormonal changes anymore. See, that's the thing we need to understand. These hormones really, really affect people differently. They really, really do. And when you start putting estrogen, which is a testosterone antagonist, into the food supply, into the air, into the water, into everything we use, it changes things because it affects the testosterone and how it works in your body, and it feminizes boys. It really, really does. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you, too. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins and your B vitamins from us and all those things that you do. I think we've got a big sale right now with a Doug 30 coupon if you guys want to use it for a product that I'll tell you about in just a minute. But have a wonderful weekend. God bless you so much.
And I want you to know something, all of you. I appreciate you. I really, really do. And I love getting your emails. Thank you so much. God bless you. Austin, it's all yours, bud.
Okay. I don't know. We had, it looks like we had a little bit of a connection issue there for a second. I think I'm still hot on here, though. But, yes, we have the special we are running on our Ultimate Multiple Fit Food Vegan. This is a product we came out with last year. Biggest sale we've ever ran on this product. Wanted to kind of showcase it a little bit and, you know, pretty much blow it out. I mean, we're running it right over cost, and but we wanted everybody to try it. It's basically our Ultimate Multiple mixed with our non-GMO pea and rice protein concentrate. Really makes a good base vitamin shake. You can add other stuff to it if you want, or you can keep it the same. You can use it as a midday shake, you know, because it's got the Ultimate Multiple in it and the bioactive B vitamins give you a good little boost. So we ran a pretty big promo on that last night. We're going to run it through the beginning of next week. It's Doug 30, D-O-U-G 30, Doug 30. It's 30% off that product. So you can add that product to your cart, put that coupon code in, and it'll give you 30% off, which is, I mean, that's a monster sale, because you guys know with our margins, we don't do a whole lot of big discounts like that. I've gotten a lot of good feedback on that product since last year, and so we figured because of the cost, you know, because it's not a cheap product, it's like $40 a can, regular price, but with this coupon, it brings it down to like $27 a can, which that right there is an incredibly good staple, because, you know, husband, wife, kids, everybody can take it. And as a, even as a standalone, if you're really trying to budget and, you know, you're trying to get some extra protein in, you're trying to work out, you're trying to get a multivitamin in, it really covers that whole base really, really, really effectively at a very cost-effective price point, especially with this coupon code on here. So we're going to do the best. We have a lot of it in inventory, but we're burning through it very fast. So we'll do the best we can. If we can run that sale a little bit longer for everybody past Monday, we'll try and do so. But again, a lot of it's going to depend on our inventory and how fast we run through it. So we appreciate it, guys. Also, to check out the website, healthmasters.com. The joint rebuilding formula is also on sale for 20% off. So we got some pretty big specials and promos running right now for you guys. If you wanted to buy anything or stock up on these items, now is definitely the time to do so. So you can check it out, healthmasters.com. Also, sign up for our free weekly newsletter there. And also, give us a call if you guys need anything. We have people calling all the time if they can't find something or they need basic help. We're always here to help you out. We don't give out medical advice, nor do we give out pharmaceutical prescription advice, but we can definitely point you in the right direction with our supplements. Healthmasters.com. You guys have a safe, blessed night and a great weekend, and we'll talk to you again Monday.